Let's talk food, shall we? It's never too early to talk about food. Researchers at NHS Tees and Newcastle University have found that popular TV chef recipes are less healthy than supermarket ready meals.
Today, I'm going to blow these kids' minds. I'm going to show them a little experiment that I've done time and time again back home, and it's to show them one of the most disgusting ingredients in some of the worst processed food.
I can't help thinking that whatever the question is, trifle is always the answer. And this one has a real edge because at its base and heart is chocolate. Kind of base this trifle on that old favourite, the Black Forest Gatto.
She's right, trifle is always the answer. Experts working on this report, which will be published in the British Medical Journal, are now calling for nutritional information to be put in cookery books and for recipes that demonstrated on the telly to be regulated to help inform us, budding chefs, about the nutritional content of recipes. Let's talk to one of the authors of the report, Simon Howard, who's a speciality registrar in public health. Simon, happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you too, and it's hard to disagree that trifle probably is always the answer.
It is. It's the answer to anything. So some of these recipes on the telly are so bad for you, they should be on after 9 o'clock at night.
Well, shall I tell you what we did, first of all?
Yeah.
I was originally, when I first thought of this, a hospital doctor, and I'd done a horrendous night shift, and I came home, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to bung this chicken tikka masala in the microwave and eat that. And felt a bit guilty about it, knowing that I was a doctor and, you know, I'd been looking after all these patients. And I sat down with it in front of the TV, and there was Nigella throwing in butter and oil and things. I think, hang on, I'm feeling guilty for eating this, and look at what she's up to there. So when I went into public health, I thought, you know, it was a good opportunity to use some skills and look at this properly in a scientific way and see which was better and which was worse. So what we did, we took 100 ready meals and 100 celebrity chefs' recipes, and we compared them to the World Health Organization's nutritional criteria for the kind of things you see on the front of the packet, so things like saturated fats and fats and calories and things like that. We found out that neither of the two, neither the ready meals nor the celebrity chefs, met the guidelines, but that actually celebrity chefs on those measures were slightly worse.
Yeah, and that's going some, isn't it? Because I've got a thing about looking at the labels on ready meals at the moment, and generally the salt and the saturated fat levels in a ready meal are really high. But these recipes we see demonstrated on the telly are much, much worse.
They were in terms of saturated fat. They weren't in terms of salt, but there's a technical reason for that, because we excluded everything that was optional in the recipes, and obviously salt normally is an optional ingredient in a recipe because they say add it to taste. But on saturated fat and calories, they were worse. Now, having said that, we didn't look at things like the additives and the flavourings and the colourings that you might get in ready meals that you might not get in celebrity chefs. So it's possibly a bit simple to say that they're necessarily healthier. But on these measures we looked at, they certainly fared worse.
See, the problem is, we all love watching these programmes, then we will probably go out and buy the book of the recipes featured in the programme. So what we need to do then is modify the recipes, is it, that are in the book?
Well, my thought is, obviously, occasionally you're going to want a Nigella trifle, you know, so you're going to want that recipe there. But it's about giving people the information maybe in the recipe books, like we do on the front of packets, like you look at, so you know what it's high and what it's low in, and you can balance your nutrition across the whole day or across the whole week. Because obviously saying whether one meal is healthy or not is a pretty tricky thing to do, because you can look at, say, milk, which is really good for you, but also high in fat. But if you get the right balance across the whole day, then, you know, you can turn out well.
We've got a reaction. We've got a statement here from Jamie Oliver.
Right.
Who says, this is his organisation anyway, which says, we welcome any research which raises debate on these issues. And in fact, Jamie's most recent book, 15-Minute Meals, does contain calorie content and nutritional information per serving for every dish. We would regard the key issue to be food education, so that people are aware of which foods are for every day and which are treats to be enjoyed only occasionally.
Absolutely, and I'd agree with that completely, and I think it's excellent that his latest book has this information in it so people can make that judgment. And also, obviously, these celebrity chefs do good things, like the school meals thing he's been involved in, and also through the programmes teaching people skills to cook. So we're certainly not saying that all celebrity chefs are terrible.
Have you ever cooked anything you've seen demonstrated on the telly?
I have. When I was doing this research, I was poring over these recipe books all the time, and it makes you terribly hungry, and you go home and think, oh, I'll just make this Nigella crustless pizza is one of the ones that I learned quite well while I was doing the research.
So you've actually made a Nigella crustless pizza?
I have.
A crustless pizza?
I have. It's quite a good recipe if you want to look it up. You put all of the ingredients in a jug and pour it into, like, a pan, and it's very quick and simple, and it's not, like, proper dough. Very easy to make. Very bad for you, though.
I'm going to have to look that up now. Good to talk to you, Simon.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.